What's on your mind today?
I mean, Rob, I'll jump in. I'm not sure if this is just our team call or others, but if there's others out there on the call, just looking for anything that might be working in this environment where it's harder to get in front of people, you know, face to face. So for, you know, the centers of influence and some of the, the networking things that I need to be doing, just in case something's working that I'm not doing, I'd love to hear some thoughts. Okay. Or Rob, if you've got some other successes from some other people, I'd love to hear that, because I'm definitely behind the curve there.
Okay. What else? Chuck, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, things are good on this end. I mean, well, I've got, you know, one idea that, you know, might be of interest to you, Stefan, which I don't know if it's been mentioned on this call before that we've had, but I heard it where, you know, you can send a gift card or order a meal for a client and basically have lunch that way, right? I think maybe, Rob, you mentioned that, but I've heard that from other places. So that seems like that's a decent way if you want to have a kind of networking opportunity in front of a meal where you know they're going to be committed. But yeah, on this end, things are good. You know, brought in a pretty big win a few weeks ago. So that was one I've been working on. Have another one potentially end of the year. So, I mean, that's kind of really been my focus. I have gotten a few more clients on recurring calls. I can't say I've been great about walking through the kind of supernova framework in terms of here's kind of the why, but I'm doing it. I am setting up the recurring calls just because I enjoy it better. Just have to get more practice with that why, I think, as I get into those calls, but I've been doing that.
Great. Where did the big win come from?
Just, it's a friend. I've known him for 20 years. I knew, I was working on this 401k plan, knew he was selling his business, and partnered with PWM to kind of bring that in, where I did a interview or kind of round robin interview process of PWM individuals within Morgan Stanley so that he could select the team he wanted to work with me working in partnership. And that way I circumvented him going somewhere else, because I was essentially presenting him three teams from Morgan Stanley. And so that worked out pretty well. And now everyone wants to get me on a call with their offices to talk through how I did that, why I did that. But yeah, that was good. It was a total of $75 million.
Wow. So
nice win.
Yeah, that's a big game changer. That's nice.
Wow.
So Stefan, do
yes,
more
sir.
Of what Chuck is doing.
Yeah. I mean, that's that's good.
That's why we get the big bucks as consultants, you see?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's great advice. Thank you.
No, that's everybody wants the whole $75 million. And so they go after it. And even when they get it, they eventually lose it because they didn't do it right. And most of the time they don't get it. And so you did it right. I love the three teams. I love the fact that you did the three teams, because I've done the same thing wrong. And then I do it right now. When I introduce a friend from here in Boca, you know, somebody comes to me and says, hey, I need some help. And I'll say, okay. And I gave them one team the first time. And they selected Northern Trust. I was like, what the hell? why ask me if you're not going to take my advice, right? So now what I do is I offer three teams, and at least I know they'll pick one of the ones that I'm interested in helping, right? So very smart. Very smart. And your client is always going to gravitate towards the familiar, right? If you all look alike. And you guys probably look better than anybody else. So way to go. How did you present yourselves?
What do you mean?
I was just curious if you, you know, introduced the five-star model, you know, this is how we are organized. Did you use Supernova? Did you give them a folder? Did you use anything to do with Supernova?
No, I mean, it was more kind of about the PWM side and running that. I've kind of tried to bring in pieces of Supernova, but not talk specifically about that. You know, kind of a recurring call and that type of thing. Kind of we're still onboarding, you know, getting him set up, right? Money's here, but we're still getting a lot of things set up. So I think we'll have the chance to iron out that, but we didn't specifically, you know, talk about Supernova because it wasn't me necessarily doing a lot of the talking, right? It
was. So why do you think your PWM won?
Why did they? Well, when I've been kind of keeping him warm as an opportunity for the last couple of years. I knew there was a chance for him to sell the business at some point, right? Once a year we meet a couple or talk and talk a couple of times a year. And then, you know, I just kind of as part of periodically keeping in touch with him, reached out late in the summer. He told me, hey, actually we're close to, you know, maybe having a deal for the business, you know, would love to talk, met with him. And he already knew about PWM at that point. And he mentioned that. So I knew if I opted to say, hey, we're trying to bring this in ourselves, that he's going to put us up against a couple other teams, probably from other firms, most likely, right? And he even mentioned a friend with another firm. And so, but he did say he was kind of short on time. And I said, listen, what I can do is I can show you a few different teams internally within PWM that I would work with. I would essentially be a member of your board of directors is how I presented it, right? You're the chairman, CEO, you're hiring the CFO and I'm a board member. You know, I'll work with the team, but I'll also, you know, be making sure that everything's done as it should.
That's great.
How I presented it.
Really well presented. I love the, because I always use, you know, you're the CEO, I'm the CFO, and we're going to treat these meetings like a board meeting. But I love the way you carried that through to him choosing a team. That person was really a chief financial officer. You're a board member, supervising the CEO. Which is really the job of a board member, right? To make sure that the stockholders and the other, all parties are being looked out for. You're not just a puppet of the CEO.
Right.
So that's great.
And I think there was, you know, another thing I would, you know, just mention too, you know, I think this, you know, could we as a team do the blocking and tackling for him? Absolutely. Right. But there's a branding piece and he was already aware of the difference. And it's just, you know, that type of a process, again, just work to eliminate competition.
And your firm would, you know, the firm, and look, the reality is the firm doesn't care where it goes as long as it comes to the firm. And so they love you for having leveraged the position and not being the greedy guy that tries to get it all, because then you end up losing and getting 100% of zero. And that's always the hard part. So, and in the beginning it was hard, you know, guys didn't think that there was anybody else out there that did anything better, but I think you can learn some things by working with a really top quality PWM. I think that's great. Keep in mind, I've coached a lot of PWM teams and they really don't do anything better than you.
I get that.
But that's okay. It's okay. It's marketing, right?
Yeah.
It's perception and marketing, and you learn. And the advantage of this, you probably don't have any other relationships with this PWM team, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So this will be, you're paying for your learning too.
Right.
So, you know, you end up going through this whole thing going, you know what? They are awesome. Or they're good. Or, you know what? We're better than they are. So you're going to be able to kind of read the book. You know, you're going to take a course from them on what it is that they do. And in the end, you know, you pay for it once with this account. And either you decide it's a great model for you to continue with, or I've learned enough, we can do it on our own.
Right. Well, this next opportunity of a client selling their business that probably is going to happen end of the year. They've got a indicative letter of interest. This is one where I'm not trying to partner with PWM, essentially leveraging the experience, you know, that I'm getting handed to me from the first client
good.
For this client. So
it's good. It's good. So you can see exactly what they did to make, you know, to be as impressive as possible. I will tell you that the one thing that I've noticed of PWM teams is they virtually script everything. So every meeting is really well, they'll do dress rehearsal of the meeting. They will script the meeting. They will then come back and debrief and then script the next meeting and rehearse it and then do it. They have fewer meetings, but the ones that they have, it really counts. So they tend to be a little bit more disciplined in the length that they'll go to in order to make the best impression they can. We tend to wing it. You know, we think we know everything. We can just go in and do it. And they think we don't get a second chance. So we better do it right the first time. So think about that. In terms of putting your team together, and you can tell when a team has worked together and rehearsed, it's smooth between them. While I'm thinking, while you're talking, you're thinking while I'm talking, and we go back and forth and we don't miss anything in the presentation, you know, and we're listening. So while you're talking and trying to converse, this guy's just listening to the client. He's not doing anything but listening. So he'll tend to get more out of the conversation and then make some comment that's really relevant. So it's helpful. It's helpful to have multiple people present and to script it as best you can and have experience. So yeah, just good luck, practice. And use the Supernova, use the service thing. You know, financial planning, multi-generational planning, full implementation with 1242 rapid response. Don't forget that piece, because they're never going to hear that from anybody else. Okay, and what do they care about? They care that they're going to be heard, understood, valued. And when you do 1242 and you do a financial plan, you clearly say, I know who you are, I hear you, and I value you. And if you don't do that and tell him those things, he's going to wonder and nobody tells them how often or when or et cetera, they're going to have a conversation. You know, it's all about the presentation. Nobody says, here's your folder. This is how we work. Every client gets this. This is where the notes go. This is where I get an agenda. Yeah, you get an agenda for every call. This is where your executive summaries will go. When we do a presentation and talk about it's something that is part of your financial planning that you are considering for that month, you will give you a presentation on that to supplement this information and education pieces. So to me, it says, you know, we've done this before. We know how you feel. You want to hire a team that's going to really take care of you and not talk jargon to you and talk over your head. Because these guys, frankly, honestly, most of them don't know anything. Okay. And if you start talking jargon to them, they get a little defensive and kind of glaze over, and it doesn't build the relationship. Okay. I had a team, if you read in my Supernova Multiplier, there's a chapter Ken Shapiro and Tom Lavaccaro presented, and they had never done this before. They were like fourth in line to present to a $65 million business sale, just like yours. They went in, they did their investment piece, and then they said, now this is our service model. This is what you'll get. They handed them a folder, gave them financial planning, 1242, and rapid response. And the guy goes, wait a minute, stop. What are you talking about? Well, this is our service model. This is the way we'll work together. So I get a call every month, or you're going to meet with me twice a year, give me a financial plan, and then you're going to have rapid response to my problems. Is that right? Yeah. Nobody has talked about service. He canceled the fifth guy and took them right on the spot. And they claim, not me, they claim it made the difference. They'd been in many presentations and they never used that. So it was kind of a shock to them that it worked so well. What do you have to lose? Right? What do you have to lose?
Yep.
No one is willing to make that kind of commitment. No one. No one's willing to say, I'll call you every single month. I'll have an agenda for you, and then I'll send you an executive summary. When you have a problem, we have a team that provides one-hour response, 24-hour resolution. How does that sound? And you say it right there. And they go, wow, how do you guys do that? Well, we limit the number of clients. That's what you're paying for. Concierge experience. This is the concierge experience. Okay, so use those words. Practice it. Even talk about your team. There's nothing wrong with talking about your team in the five-star model, how you're organized, why you're organized that way, what you do, why you do it. Just so we'll understand that it's not just you. They want to know that it's not just you, that it's a team of very smart people and professionals that have come together and supplement each other, and they're all always available for them at the same price. So not only you get me, but you get all these other expertise with it. Okay? And that has nothing to do with performance. So that's all supplemental to how are you going to, you know, take care of me financially. That's the care and feeding, you know, that's the care and feeding of the client. Personal care.
Can I ask a question while we're on this topic?
Sure.
So if we're trimming our client list, we're creating a new higher minimum. You know, we're talking about PWM. I mean, from your experience, both as a manager and then as a coach, I mean, is that something we should be looking at deeper and harder, like that transition into PWM, since we're ultimately going to kind of be heading that direction with account sizes and minimums anyway? I mean, do you think there's any benefit to that?
Oh, heck
beyond
yeah.
Beyond the obvious ones we talked about?
Yeah, there's huge benefits. And it's like 401k business. It's not for everybody. It's like Supernova. It's not for everybody. But if you're willing to do the work, I mean, I always say, you know, you shouldn't have one 401k. If you're going to be in the business, you got to be in the business. You got to have the staff and the people to do it. Do it right. Well, if you're going to be in the PWM business, you got to do it right. So you got to have the designations. You got to work at it. You got to do it. But when you do it, then you've got something that's really kind of special. Now, what happens when you get that designation? Let's say you have a $10 million minimum. You think that, you know, somebody said to me, that sounds kind of uppity. I said, that's your perception. Okay. The market's perception is these guys, $10 million minimum, they must be really good. Right. They must be really professional. I wonder what it's like to work with them. I bet it's different. And then you describe it as I've described it. And now they go, wow, okay. So I get all that too. Wow, okay. Now I see the difference. I see it's a concierge experience. It's not just a couple guys thinking they're pretty good. No, we do multi-generational in-depth financial planning process. It's ongoing. It isn't a book. It isn't one time. It's ongoing. So these guys, read that chapter again on out of the Supernova Multiplier. I wrote about it when I wrote about centers of influence, because this came through a centers of influence. He started calling on the guy monthly, hadn't seen him in 6 months, and then started to call on him monthly and told him what he was doing, showed him the folder. Not a month later, he got the call on the $65 million. He said, Rob, I don't think I'd have ever got the call if I hadn't been doing the monthly calls. You know, the center of influence calls. So I interviewed him and wrote about it in that chapter. But since then, they went on to become PWMs. And they were bringing in $100 million a year. Now, you know, when you're bringing in $75 million, it's not hard to bring in $100 million, right? So that wasn't a big deal. They bring in $150 million. And everybody go, oh, my God, I'm trying to get $20 million, right? Work all year to get $10 million. And these guys are bringing in $100 million a year easy. So they launched themselves from being, frankly, new FAs with the firm. A couple of entrepreneurs had been, you know, technology entrepreneurs, formed a team, and then found me and really launched themselves. And now are some of the bigger, you know, they're at UBS, but they're some of the bigger New York FAs. So should you do it? Yeah. Because here's what happens. Investment banking. You guys are doing a great job with investment banking. You're strong. You get the deals. When they, it's not guaranteed, but one of the things they do is they refer business to you. You're on the list. You're not on the list now. Okay. So somebody's sold their business. Somebody's going private. Somebody's going public. Somebody's, you know, doing this or that. Anytime there's money in motion, you're on the list. And you make friends with those guys and you get business. It just becomes but you can't waste your time on small clients. You got to focus. So it's something to strive for. I mean, you know, we always strive for getting $1 billion, right? But getting the billion is easier when you're doing it in $50 million, $100 million increments. So anyway.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Good question. Good question. What are other people doing? I would say that the people that are doing well in this are doing really well. It's just like Chuck was saying. I mean, he did it during COVID, right? So no big deal. Actually, it probably worked pretty well. You didn't have to travel. You didn't have to do anything. You could do it all on Zoom. So I think it's easier to get your centers of influence to agree to a Zoom meeting than it is to an in-person meeting. I think you can put together a mastermind group easier than ever in my life. I'm putting together a charity and I'm getting everything done on Zoom and I don't have to go anywhere. I'm developing a board. I'm going to have, you know, all the different pieces of it all put together, meeting people, networking, getting referred. It's a blast. And I don't have to leave this office. Not about you, but you know, there was nothing glamorous about those airports. Nothing. I don't miss it at all. I'll never go back. I'll never go. Okay. They want to come, they can come here. Right? So am I lazy? No, it's just very inefficient. I want to go see somebody. It takes 3 days because I have to be on time. Let's say I have to give a speech, right? I have to be on time. I go in a day early, make sure I'm on time for the meeting, prepare, listen to them, and then leave. I can, you know, maybe I can leave that afternoon. Sometimes I can't. So I have to leave the next day. So that's 3 days for 1 day pay. It's not great. Okay. So I'm doing Zoom calls with in Brazil for $1,000 a pop. That's so cool. So you guys should have regular Zoom updates on the economy. Look, you've got a great, you got Mike Wilson. He's had a fabulous record. He's the guy right now, right? Thomas Lee is the other one that's been right. Mike Wilson, those two guys have been right. Everybody else has been wrong. They all said to go to cash or go, you know, the end is coming. And so your clients hopefully have made a lot of money. Well, they're interested in what you have to say. Okay. I'm interested in what you have to say if you tell me what he's saying. Okay. Because he's been right. So that means he might be, and he's getting a little cautious now. So I'm interested, right? So think about it. If you're not having a call about what he's saying, you know, why not? Investors that watch CNBC have been indoctrinated that this is a smart guy. You're him. Maybe even have him on and do, you know, do a huge Zoom call for all your clients, but they can ask individual questions. So doing webinars is the easiest it's ever been. You can do a million of them. Now, will you get people to attend? Yeah, you will. Just make it interesting, make it short. They will love it. So the people that were doing seminars are doing webinars. And they're like, this is great. We can do them easier, faster. And by the way, guess what? I'm not doing it for Lancaster, Pennsylvania anymore. I'm doing it for the whole country. Right? I mean, you can have clients everywhere now. There's no restrictions. So, you know, you used to think, oh, my demographic, this, you know. I'm in XYZ. I can't, you know, there's only so much money here and you know, all those excuses. And I used to say, go get on a plane. Well, you don't even have to get on a plane now. So use LinkedIn to do your homework, do your research, check, find out who else is selling businesses. Okay, form a mastermind group of people that can help in the sale of a business, a psychologist, a business broker, you know, because they're all not going to be 75 million, but if they're 5 million, it's still a good deal, right? You know, maybe 10 million, whatever, you know, maybe your minimum's now 10, but having a network of people, a mastermind group around a niche, like people that are selling businesses, is brilliant. And if you haven't done it, I think you're crazy. Okay. Because just the same thing that happened with this guy is happening all the time, especially as we age out and are selling our businesses. I just had a guy on LinkedIn say, hey, basically, you're the right age. Are you thinking about selling your business? So really interesting. Anyway, I'll tell you about his. So I'm going to follow up just and talk with him. But the point is that he got an appointment with me. Okay. And and I've never met him. I don't even know who he is. But I want to hear what he has to say.
Can I stop you on that and just ask what, you know, I'm sure like me, similar to you, I get people constantly pestering me on LinkedIn, recruiters, that kind of stuff. What about him reaching out struck your fancy? Was the wording of it interesting?
It was a great email.
Yeah.
It was very personal. It looked good. I may not be able to find it right away here, but I don't respond to much. And it was, hey, you know, he had me, he had my name, he had my name right, had Supernova, had everything right. And I, you know, and then it was click on this, and I clicked on it, and it gave me all the dates. It gave me his calendar and the times that he had available. So I clicked on 9 o'clock on Tuesday or something of next week, and he came back and confirmed it. And I have the appointment, and it's on my calendar. And, you know, we'll just do a Ross Hedges. I think that's his name. A 30-minute question and answer with Ross Hedges at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Okay. And that was his confirmation. It was very professional. Like I said, I never, oh, here it is. Cindy Bowie suggested I reach out to you regarding the value of Supernova as you consider the possibilities of retiring and selling your business, which I haven't said that to anybody, but I'm 74, so what the hell. I'm a private intermediary and a business broker since 1998 and work with business owners to assess enterprise strength and reach resolutions on business value lending, leading to a quiet and confidential transfer of ownership. You have an interest in exploring the matter further. You can quickly block your time, best time on my calendar for a short phone call using this link. You indicated you prefer a Zoom call. I will do that. And I look forward to speaking with you. You can reach me at my personal number, cell phone. Regards, Ross. Now I clicked on this thing and I think I can show it to you. Okay. So here's his, I don't know if you can see that or not. But. So that, and now I'll just go up to, here's his calendar, right? There's his calendar. Now I just clicked on the 24th and here's what it looks like. Select the time. So I just clicked on that. You notice that 9 o'clock is no longer available because that was me. Now that's pretty nifty, right? So clearly, I don't know where he came from. Maybe he just cold called Cindy, or maybe Cindy knows him, but you know, I don't care. I'll talk to somebody that, because I don't know if you don't, consulting businesses are amazingly, you think, oh, I'm going to do this for 5 years and then I'll sell it for $5 million. Well, I did it for 5 years and then realized it had no value because it's just me, right? Now I called it Supernova to try and give it some value. And now I got these two smart guys coming in to try and beef us up a little bit and make us a little more professional. But it's really hard to sell your intellectual property, even though I do have some, you know, it should be worth that, but trying to find, anyway, I'm not really interested, but I'm curious, right? Because for you guys, I'm curious because, you know, that's pretty slick, right? It's pretty good marketing. So I just had a, you know, people say, well, I don't ever get any business from LinkedIn. I mentioned I'm doing $1,000 a day calls with Brazil. That 5 years ago, I went to Brazil because of LinkedIn. They found and said, you're very famous. I said, how did you find me? He said, you're very famous in Brazil. I said, I'm not famous in Carmel, Indiana. Okay. What are you talking about? Oh, everyone knows who you are. Everyone has read your book. So now he said, you know what? If you get your book translated into Portuguese, I can sell every financial advisor your book that doesn't speak English. I said, okay, we'll work on that. So Cindy and I are working on that. So you never know where this stuff is going. Don't ignore this technology. Like this guy's slick technology, right? Set an appointment. I'm busy, set an appointment.
So we actually have an online scheduling tool, and I just looked, and you can actually add it to your LinkedIn profile. So, I mean, that's arguably something we could do, you know, maybe not in that exact same way, but get close, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's synced with Outlook. It's synced with something else, you know. So I got to find out what that technology is. It's pretty cool. But guys, this technology is going so fast. We got to keep up. People are like, oh, I can't do anything during COVID, you know? And I'm like, are you crazy? This is the greatest. I'd had that. I had a guy. It's just a great guy. Got a lot of money. Doing a lot of business, right? Big producer. He's like, you know, we're not doing much during COVID. I said, well, you're losing market share because everybody else is. Okay, because they're kicking ass. There are people out there really working and making a million appointments and having fun and selling businesses for 75 million and getting the proceeds. So, you know, if you're not doing it, you're missing the boat because businesses are, here's another quick story. I'll let you guys ask questions. But this morning I did my bike ride and I'm working with a guy who's a big, you know, big executive. I'm riding with him. Right. And I say, so, you know, how are you doing? What's going on with COVID and these guys? He said, and I said, it's kind of nice not traveling. Right. Cause this guy traveled all over the world. And he said, yeah. And guess what? This company I invested in is saving 200 mil. No, they're saving. I don't know. They're saving a lot of money anyway on travel. Right. And, it was $200,000. It's a small company, hairdressers and salons and things like that. And they sell products to them. And so they were traveling all the time, $200,000 worth of travel. CEO came to him and said, I want to travel again. You know, I think it's time. And he goes, no, we just saved $200,000 and our revenues are better, but we have to have the relationships. I said, they don't want you coming in and tearing up their day and, you know, having to take you to lunch and all that. They like this. Do it. Keep doing it until they stop buying from you. So he said, so what's happening is people are more profitable, doing more with less. The people that were laid off, they're not coming back. So all these companies, guys, are going to be enormously profitable. So, you know, we've got a best stock market we've ever seen. Now, it may not go on forever, but you've got a technology revolution that you're in the middle of. You can't even see it because you're in the middle of the white water and it's just all around you. But it's amazing. And you're going to wake up and go, whoa, was that some 10 years we just had? That was incredible. So you want to, Stefan, you want to grab as much of it as you can and as big of ones as you can. And if that means you get a designation to be a, you know, private wealth manager, great. you know, get your CFP, get a CFA, get what you need to sell those $100 million clients. Some of them like that stuff. Some of them don't care. But if some of them like it, then you should have it. Just like Chuck said, that guy heard about it. Right?
Right.
But be, you know, have you guys hired those virtual engagement associates? No.
Yeah.
Why not? You don't know about them.
Or you did mention them a while ago. Yeah, you told us.
But you didn't do it because you thought you knew more than Rob knows. You hire a consultant, he tells you what to do, and then you don't do it. Okay. You asked me what were other people doing that was working. I told you, and then you didn't do it. I give you a brow beating, okay? The virtual engagement associate thing is working, and it costs you diddly squat. And you don't have to do the work, and they'll teach you things you didn't know and make you better at your job. So hire them.
Next time, can you remind me real quick what they do?
Okay, it's a guy named Carlos Noriega that started this thing. He had six guys, and what they do is they come in and do what somebody charged you $12,000 or $20,000 to do. They help you with all parts of technology having to do with marketing. So everything from LinkedIn to commercial Facebook to everything else that you're supposed to do. But they also do it for you. So they don't tell you what to do. They do it for you. So you pick up another employee for $3,000. And you know it's self-sustaining because they make enough money doing this that they have a job. So they won't cancel the program in the middle of you guys thinking it's great, right? Half the time they do that, right? As soon as things get bad, they cancel and you lose your consultant or something, internal guy that you liked. That won't happen because this is profitable for them. And it's booming. And I'm getting rave reviews. I'm seriously getting rave reviews. People are saying, in fact, they're saying, I say, so how's your director of marketing doing? When they just tell me what this kid's doing. I'm like, what else are you doing? Oh no, that's all. That's plenty. He's making us look good.
And that was the virtual, what was the actual?
Yeah, it's VEA, Virtual Engagement Associate. I'm their biggest advocate. But call now, there's 56 of them. They're gonna hire 60 and you wanna get one before they're full. So seriously, because I hired somebody to do this for me, it's going to cost me like $12,000, which isn't a lot, but it's enough. And I think these guys do more. Instagram, everything. And they, you know, they post for you. And they're already compliance approved. Think about it, right? Here. Compliance director, can I do it? You don't have to ask anymore. They do it. They tell you what to do, what you can do, what you can't do. Brilliant. It's the smartest thing I've seen any firm do, and you're the only ones that have it. So take advantage of it. Stefan, I'm not picking on you.
No, you're fine, please.
I'm just
Thank
supposed to be the account. I've got a couple of notes, VEA, and I've got accountability coach. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you don't want a coach that's nice to you. You want a coach that says, hey.
Absolutely.
Said you do this, yeah. Do this. Because, you know, and by the way, that's kind of my theme for the month. Not we got to get off, but that's my theme for the month. Accountability coaches. Don't try and do it yourself. Be each other's accountability coach. I ran a marathon. I did it because I had a running partner. And then I ran it with two other people. I couldn't have done it without those people. Okay, I wouldn't have done it. But with them, I could do it. I had a, you know, I tell you this now, and then I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to do it virtually with my old coach from Indiana, my old personal trainer. I had her for like 25 years, and I miss her now. And I'm not stressing myself enough. I'm doing my workouts, but they're, you know, the ones I like to do, not the ones I should do. So I need her back. So I'm going to do that. That's my commitment. So if you're having trouble with your weight, or hire a nutritionist, hire a personal trainer. If you're having trouble with depression, hire a psychologist, hire a psychiatrist. There's nothing wrong with having a partner. It's good. I call it life insurance that pays off while you're alive.
I would suggest, you know, looking at Peloton, because, you know, running on a Peloton treadmill is pretty highly motivating, I think, personally. So,
oh, I hear about it all the time, that two people, you know, they each act as their own accountability coach. They say you sign on at the same time, and there you are, and there they are, and you can actually see them. Is that right?
And I've never done that, but yeah, you know, I use the trainers and stuff. And
right, so you have a trainer, but you also could do a partner.
Right, you can see a leaderboard too, so there's that as well.
And we're going into winter, and we're probably going to be locked down until we get a vaccination. So enjoy it and become, you know, a superstar on the Peloton, and buy the stock and make money that way too. My money manager actually bought Tesla, and I'm like, really? And all of a sudden, boom, it goes up this week. So I'm like, yay. I don't think I'd ever bought it, but they bought it. So they haven't bought Peloton yet, but they bought Square, which I think I like Square. I think they sold a bunch of stuff and bought Square. So I don't know. We've got a good stock market. We've got a great environment. We've got a vaccine. It's going to be like coming out of World War II when this thing is over. People are going to go crazy. So be ready. Take advantage of it. Optimism will be sky high. Markets will be good. I can't guarantee how high, but the business will be great, and people will be like, yay, can I hug you? Please. So enjoy, but take advantage of this. Don't wait for the thing to be over. Tell everybody how well you did during COVID-19 and what a wonderful time it was. Because it is. I'm with my granddaughter. She's waiting to go swimming in 65 degree weather. So don't know about that. All right. Anything more? What more could you get? You've gotten my best today.
I appreciate it, Rob. Good to see you.
I'll see you.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Happy holidays.
Congratulations. A big congratulations to this guy. Way to go.
Yeah. Here we go, Chuck.
Thank you.
See you, guy. All right. Take care.